You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
And to London we go on this Friday. Good morning to you, Adam. Now, tit for tat diplomacy, reaction to Britain's expulsion of Russian officials.
Yes, we know that today.
All right, our line is just cutting there, Adam. I'm not sure what's going on. There's a bit of interference on that. So let me give you a chance to respond once again. Hopefully it's cleared up now.
How's that sounding? Talking about the Russian response, which may well come today. As they put it, a symmetrical response. What we're getting is some tit-for-tat expulsions, or as they say in Russian, zhub. That's right.
All right, Adam, I think we're going to have to try another way to get in touch with you. Technology being what it is, at times it does get in the way. So we will try and re-establish that connection because we absolutely just are not able to get you through that line. Skype, all of these things that you... I mean, it's amazing. If you had ever... When I was 5 years old, if you'd ever told me about mobile phones, never mind Skype, never mind being able to video conference on a cell phone, just the idea of a mobile phone. Do you remember the days, say Homo Design, when car phones were quite the thing?
Mm-hmm.
The richest uncle in the neighborhood had a car phone. Yes. And it was just one of the most admired things.
Yeah.
Because we only saw this on Dallas. J.R. Mm-hmm. Ewing had mm-hmm. a car phone.
Mm-hmm.
But technology improves and it still comes back to Charlie. You're right, we've got Adam on a different line. Let's try that again. You were talking about symmetrical diplomacy, Russia retaliating.
Yes, a bit of old-fashioned technology here that might do the trick. Yeah, today we think is the day that Moscow will respond. We're anticipating British diplomats being kicked out of Moscow. I wonder if they'll go further than that, because it wasn't just that Theresa May announced. She had other measures as well. A couple of really unhelpful quotes, I thought, in the course of this, in which the former president of Georgia, Mikhail Saakashvili, suggested the reason that this has all happened in the UK is because Russia sees Britain as a soft touch. And this is, again, Vladimir Putin being a scary guy and testing the water. But also, the UK Defence Secretary, senior minister, he's in the cabinet and so forth, Gavin Williamson, who may have thought he was in some sort of kindergarten playground, in which he said, "I want Russia to shut up and go away." Not exactly statesmanlike or diplomatic, but that's the kind of level we're at the moment, I suggest.
I think one of the worst stories to emerge this year is this idea of the slave trade in Libya. And now there's a crackdown against human trafficking in that country. Talk to us.
Yes, this may help Libya because they have been, they have been seen as pariahs in some way and certainly ostracized. And they're not part of very many communities. And I guess they want to be. Since the fall of Colonel Gaddafi 7 years ago, there's been turmoil in Libya. But they've announced 205 arrest warrants specifically for people involved in the migrant smuggling network. So obviously this is of great interest to Europe and Southern Europe in particular. The accusations that they are on here include human trafficking, torture, murder, rape, and against Libyans, but also some foreigners. And the Libyan Attorney General's office said the network includes members of the security services, migrant detention camp leaders, and officials from African embassies. So they're casting their net, and assuming that they get all of these people, that could be quite something for Libya. That could really push them forward.
And of course, in Siberia, it's not raining men, it's raining gold.
It's not something you want to be under, because it's rather heavy stuff, but maybe something you want to
come. Now that you mention it, actually. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, I suppose. Yes, pennies from heaven, but these are rather heavier. A Russian plane, though, loaded with precious metals, took off, and this is obviously in a remote part of Siberia, Chukotka region, where there is plenty of diamond, gold, silver mining, etc., etc. It's either somebody left the hatch door open, or it came loose, or something happened. Anyway, basically, it's cargo of precious stuff fell out of the back and was scattered over a wide area. A lot of it on the runway, but also up to 15 kilometers away. So that'll tell you it did scatter. Apparently, Russian police and security services, Mark, were on the scene very quickly, but we're talking $300+ million worth of stuff, and they haven't yet found all of it. Should you stumble across a 20-kilogram gold bar worth about $1 million? Would you want to return it, or what would you think? Especially if you're braving minus 21 degrees in Siberia. You might feel that you've earned your gold bar.
It might weigh heavily on my conscience. Adam Gilchrist there with the Worldview from London. Now, every day on the Emirates Worldview, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. And today's question comes from Blanco, who tweeted, "What do musicians mean when they say an album has gone platinum or gone gold? Hashtag Emirates Worldview." To get to the answer, we spoke to Idol's judge, Randall Abrahams.
A gold or a platinum record is the certification for sales in a particular territory. So the number of units a particular record has sold. This differs from territory to territory, obviously depending on the available audience. So in a country like the United States, the certification for a gold record by the Recording Industry Association of America is 500,000 units for a gold record and 1 million units for a platinum record. In South Africa, the certified sales were revised in December of 2015, and as of now, you need 15,000 units for a gold record and 30,000 units for a platinum-selling record. There's obviously an adjustment in terms of the number of album tracks that make up an album that one would have to download in order to get a gold record if you're not buying the physical article, if you're buying the downloaded unit.
All right, Randall Abrahams there, the Idol's judge. So congratulations, Blanco Setunyane, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates, hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
And for you, monsieur, something to tantalize the taste buds, like our specialty, les brochettes d'agneau.
I'm looking for something I haven't tried.
We also have canard fumé.
Tried it, with a nice red. Anything else?
Filet saumon.
Tried it on Emirates.
Excuse me for a second, monsieur.
Experience the finest cuisine and exclusive wines on Emirates First and Business Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.